This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
I really learned a lot from that particular game, and first and foremost, the first positive thing I learned for that particular game is, see, the boys are hungry. The boys have that fighting spirit. The boys are together. Everybody is fighting for the same goal. Everybody is fighting for the same profit. Like, everybody, they aim at one thing, winning. No backing down for whatsoever reason. Despite any error, despite anything, we stand together. We face together. We fight together. And that is how it was. As a matter of fact, I know we would lose a lot of chances for that game. You know, from the onset of this particular season, if we listen to my previous podcast on our games, Bukayo Saka. I complain about this guy's form until I can't even sit down for viewing center Tottenham. A fellow Arsenal fan can't remind me of the fact that Bukayo Saka, not the start season with good form. He did later peak where everybody did drop. Well, I know Oikoli don't notice that thing before, and I don't talk about my previous podcast already. So yes, it did a kind of understandable, say the young man, they pick when everybody really need them. For now, since everybody did inform, you know they did inform, and for start of the season, you know they did. But the truth is, I feel since inform, never day that's like, never doing that form, what we know him for, I feel not starting him is not an option, but at least if you start him, second half, 56, 60 minutes, if the guy has not picked up from first half, reached that minute, change him. Now the matter be that. We know if it carry form, put inside in body. We already understand the fact, say, okay, see, you know the two start well for season start, but at least for other players who they are hungry, we could test them, see how far. You understand? Now, beside that, again, our attacking force, I must say, it did together. It did really connect with the midfield. And I still learned another thing for that game. Zinchenko. It don't really prove in what him be very, very important player inside the squad. And I noticed it that day. Kieran Tierney, I understand, say, okay. He don't suffer from a couple of injuries. They try to pick back in form. But the truth is, then, his performance that day, if I go rate him over 10, I go rate him like 4 over 10, if not 3. You get that top-notch form. We don't need that kind of form right now. Because as I say, our team, anything make us draw one game or lose one game, the ginger, it go pull small. Which now we no won't be that. I won't say, if we go lose any game, Zef, make it be after our 10th game. We could go 10th straight winning streak. Like, draw, like winning 10 straight. Even if we go lose any game or draw any game, make it be after this, our 10 first games. Why I want to make it be like that, be say, I want make the boys go, make them build up into success. Make them enjoy the winning mentality. Make them love winning. Like, make winning turn part and parcel of them. Make them formidable like Man City players. And it talks that Man City players are better than our players. But the truth is, the commitment of the players to winning is a bit higher than ours. I know, say, we get a lot of talent. I'd always talk about experience. Now, one of the problems would affect our team. But truth be told, I feel the boys don't reach that level of gaining that experience of understanding themselves. Like, understanding that if I go move like this, Bukayo Saka go certainly move like this. You understand? That commitment, that understanding, that ginger, that hunger of winning, not just won't make the team get. You understand? Our keeper, the man that they call, how did they call him again? Arams Ramsdale, okay? For my previous podcast, I don't complain about the guy's performance because I'm not going to lie, I'm the fearer. Nobody's saying no good, but me, I'm the fearer. But actually, this our last game, he really proved the point, which I really loved. The boy is hungry. The boy is hunger to do more. In target, no day close. Like, in target, no day close. This guy, he they aim something bigger, like being England's number one. So he they work hard. To make sure he put in that effort. And I see him for inside him, buddy. You understand? This is our last game. He really proved the point. I just hope, see, composure go turn part and parcel of ham. I like, we need them to be more composed. My back line, I never get too many problems. I know one carry Gabriel Magalhaes matter come. One no one carry and be say, things like this come once in a while. Mike, I just look and say, now once in a while, it no go happen quick again. Yeah, he made an error, but then he came back stronger and better to realize that, yes, I made an error, but I still need to correct the wrong. That is it. And I liked that spirit of him. I know they encourage you and making you commit more errors than they make up for the errors. No. But the truth is, things like this happen once in a while. If you know they're consistent, I'm very okay. You understand? But good game from him, despite the fact that he cost us a goal. Good game from him. William Saiba, good game. Tomiyasu coming inside the game, I saw a lot of energy, I saw a lot of ginger. And Ben White, kudos to you too. I like your ginger. But my sweetest part of the team right now, the attacking force and the midfield, the understanding between them. I don't know what in the carry jack I go attacking force with midfield is still this solid. I don't know how they take down, but thumbs up to the captain. Martin Odegaard, they control things for that midfield. Like, the midfield and the attacking force is walking hand in hand, and that is what I love. The two Gabriels up front, Gabriel Jesus and Gabriel Martinelli, kudos to them, man. These guys are hungry. Like, I feel the two of them for now, go tested, they don't they now winning mentality already. But all in all, good one. Congratulations to us, 4/4. We're looking forward to having 5/5 next tomorrow. You understand? Okay, within the week, okay? I just hope, yeah, see me everywhere goes to you, because our fifth win will make a lot of difference, like a lot of positive difference. But so far, so good. Kudos to the coach also, Mikel Arteta. Yes, I know if he talks in substitution, they poor. I no go blame him, because to an extent, we needed a win. Congratulations to everyone. Congratulations to us. I love you all. Let's keep winning and keep ruling the league. You know as they be. You know go bad if we carry league. And they talk him and I go see they talk him again. Because we as Arsenal fans, like I always say it, we deserve the best as the HOT. Thank you once more. My name never changed. My name still remains that angel will not get wings. That angel did fly. But you know the matter. Yes, me and a super fly boy. Jiggy does it. One time. Choo!
Up, Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.